You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect, the weekly environmental segment on Highland Radio. This week I spoke to Grace Carr. She's the Marine Policy and Research Officer of the Irish Wildlife Trust and with Fair Seas. Fair Seas is a coalition of Ireland's leading environmental, non-governmental organisations and environmental networks who are looking to get 30% of Ireland's oceans protected by 2030. At the moment, that figure's 8.3%. So it's a big task and a big message to get out. Fair Seas have been doing a fabulous job at it, and one way they've been achieving this is with their documentaries. Their latest film, The Atlantic Northwest, is not only already award-winning, but has been selected as a finalist for the Big Blue Film Festival in Oregon in America. Grace filled me in on what it's about.
So the film speaks to a number of different stakeholders. So there's a fishing producer, they're an agriculture company, ecotourism, anglers, scuba divers, all sorts of people. And it gives great insights from the local communities along Donegal and Sligo coast. And then it also explores how marine protected areas could offer a new way to conserve the marine life around here, which is really important to these people and has supported them for generations.
I think it's funny how when we do talk about saving the oceans and endangered species, an emphasis does get lost on how important the coast is for those who live on it and need it to survive for their livelihoods.
Obviously, it's incredibly important to protect. Like, we've got amazing ecosystems around Ireland. The species that we have here, you know, people travel from all over the world to come over here to see some of our marine life. So it's obviously incredibly important to protect them, but it's not just the nature and the ecosystems, it is the people. And not just like there's the fishing community, there's ecotourism, aquaculture, and then, you know, there's knock-on effects from all of that. You know, the coastal communities, the hotels, the restaurants all around there. So we're all really connected to the ocean.
During a conversation, I'd asked Grace if they were getting ready to attend the festival, who was going out, that sort of thing. But she said that the work that Fair Seas is doing on the ground at the moment is keeping them here. That's just such dedication.
While we'd love to be able to go over, it wouldn't be possible right now because we've so much work going on at the moment trying to get the new marine protected area legislation through. So we were promised this last year, but unfortunately it hasn't come through yet. So we're hoping that the marine protected area legislation will be progressed ASAP. You know, Ireland has signed up at an EU and UN level to protect 30% of its maritime area by 2030. So that really only gives us 6 years until 2030. And at the moment, there is just under 10% protected. So we still have a way to go. One of Fair Seas' key asks is that, you know, there's early and ongoing stakeholder engagement in this process. So that is kind of what we're doing with the films as well, that stakeholders and communities around Ireland are having their voices heard. And we, you know, we can hear about how important it is to have marine protected area legislation, but we can also hear about their concerns. And, you know, their main concern is that they just want to be involved in the process.
And of course, a documentary is such an informative and engaging way to get that message across that they're trying to do. The Atlantic Northwest has recently won an award of exceptional merit at the Documentaries Without Borders Film International Festival, and now the stories of the coastal communities in Donegal and Sligo is going to be shown in America, so they're really achieving what they're setting out to do. I endeavour, don't worry, you don't need to go all the way to America if you want the chance to see it.
Yes, so there is a viewing coming up on the 7th of February in Letterkenny at the Regional Cultural Centre. So you do have to register for that event. It's a free event though, but you can register by going on to the Fair Seas website or the Irish Wildlife Trust website. We have the links there to the Eventbrite page. So just register and then come along. We'll be showing the film and we're also going to have a panel discussion with some of the people that were in the film and the Fair Seas team as well.
Best of luck to the team as the film festival gets underway this weekend in Oregon. If you want to find out a bit more about them and want to get registered to see the film in February in Letterkenny, head over to our website highlandradio.com. It'll also be available on ourstoprotect.ie. That's all for now for this week. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.